Blog Talk Radio.
Airlines family and friends, thanks for tuning us in. We are broadcasting our 81st weekly Eastern Airlines radio show. The show is mostly for and about Eastern Airlines and its people. Our broadcasts are unique in that we are the only radio show of its kind, a show dedicated to the memory of one of the world's greatest airlines, Eastern Airlines. We know of no other existing or former airline providing this type of information and entertainment to its former employees by a weekly live radio show. Hello there, Bill. How are things out there in the Centennial State?
We're doing great out here in Grand Junction, Colorado, Jim. We just wrapped up the Palisade Peach Festival, attended by tens of thousands of people in the little town of Palisade, just east of Grand Junction. And we've got the Grand Junction Rockies, a Pioneer League baseball team from the Colorado Rockies, who are fighting for the second half championship. Last night, we had our 4th of July fireworks, and you all know we had all those fires going on out here, and we had a band back on the 4th of July, so the fireworks went off last night. I would like to remind folks that we have been broadcasting not quite 2 years now, and the show has grown from about 3 listeners to an average of over 1,100 weekly. We enjoy our call-in listeners as they add to the interests of our other listeners. We present skits designed to contain some humor and usually about Eastern experiences in some way. Historical programs are among those we present regularly: Eastern aircraft, Eastern history, Eastern buildings, and Eastern management are just a few that have been presented in past shows. Jan?
This is Jan in Delray Beach, Florida. We're the Village by the Sea. We also want to mention that our radio programming broadcasts timely provide information about several Eastern retiree associations, keeping Eastern people informed about luncheons, picnics, annual get-togethers, special events, help getting news about your local organization out to our listeners so that they can make plans to attend your functions. We invite any of the organization's representatives to come on the show and add details of their event. Jim?
Before we go any further, let me give some call-in phone numbers for our listeners. Call us at 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Let me repeat those numbers. 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. And don't forget, we have a chat line that is part of our radio show so that you can ask questions or give us some information you might have. Just look for the chat feature when you tune into the show. We'll try to give your comments, while on the air. Millie, way down in Coral Gables and the Miami area, do you want to add a few remarks?
I certainly do, Jim. Along with the live radio broadcast,
our listeners can go to the EAL Radio Show's active website. Here you will find much information that can keep you informed for most of the day. The information is added or updated most daily, so it keeps the Eastern family in contact with other Eastern friends and fellow employees. The member page is an excellent way to find former employee friends. We have links to other Eastern organization websites to browse through their pages for information and events. Of course, we hope you will want to join as a member. The dues are only $10 to join, but the benefits are well worth this small amount. Steve, up in the mountains of North Carolina, I know you want to add your comments.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Millie. It's really great weather up here high in the North Carolina mountains. And fall is in the air, and it won't be long when we have you folks from Florida coming up to share this majestic beauty that unfolds before our eyes every year. I would also like to tell our listeners that our show has global ears, as well as the popularity it receives in the U.S. and its possessions. Here's a list of some of the listeners in distant countries: Canada, Germany, Puerto Rico, Ukraine, Dominican Republic, Malaysia, Russian Federation, Cote d'Ivoire, United Kingdom, Republic of South Korea, Argentina, Jamaica, Trinidad, Chile, the Philippines, the Netherlands, France, Italy, Panama, Thailand, China, Saudi Arabia, Bahamas, Finland, Greece, Amsterdam, Czech Republic, Guatemala, Israel, and Costa Rica. Howard, I know you're here, and it sure is good to have you with us. How are you? And I heard that you had a recent overnight layover in the beautiful Mayo Clinic. And now, by the way, that's airline jargon. That's airline jargon for staying away from home overnight.
Yeah, well, that may be maybe a joke, but staying overnight at Mayo is never a joke. Well, to tell you the story briefly, I woke up a week ago Wednesday around 4 in the morning with severe abdominal pain. And by 6 a.m., it was so bad that my wife hurried me into the car, and we were on our way to the emergency room at Mayo Clinic. They quickly diagnosed my problem as a perforated colon, or as it's called, diverticulitis. And this was followed by 3 days of antibiotics and intravenous feedings. Nothing you'd like to write home about. After finally being discharged and I'm still consuming more antibiotics, I'm on the way to recovery and feel almost as good as new. Thank you all for your concerns. I really appreciate those. But let's get back to more important issues. Here is what I really enjoy about the radio show. Every week we strive, I should say really Neil strives because he does most of the work. Every week we strive for variety in these broadcasts, and those you heard talking earlier add their own flavor and color to the scripts, and this is what makes talk hosting so interesting. We're not paid very well, if you consider zero as an amount, but to make up for the lack of pay, we get to share our thoughts and memories every week with each other and our listeners. This is what keeps me coming back every week, or what I'm called upon. And now, Jim, isn't it about time for one of Eastern's award-winning TV commercials?
Yes, Howard. We are. Tell us about this feature of our weekly shows, Bill.
Folks, if you recall the commercials Eastern ran as part of its advertising campaigns, there were themes that corporate would come up with, such as The Wings of Man, If I Had Wings, Number One to the Sun, Frost to Flowers, and Fly Eastern, to name a few. Like me, you probably can hear the beautifully orchestrated music in the background for each of these themes. One thing I have found about other Eastern competitors and their advertising, they didn't even come close to our print and radio TV media advertising. Do a web search of any airline and listen to their commercials. The quality is just not there. Of course, I say this being somewhat biased, but it's the truth, and I stand by it. Okay, let's do a major theme Eastern embarked upon in the 70s. See if you don't still have this beautiful music stored in your MP brain player.
Take a second now, look up in the sky, can't you see the bluebird? That's an eastern plane flying through the sky, shouldn't that be you there?
You gotta believe, it's for you. You gotta believe, things come true. You gotta believe and look it up now. Look it up now, look it up, look it through.
There were so many great Eastern musical scores, but I can't decide which is my favorite. I think every single one of them has merit. I have chosen, however, If You Had Wings as one of the best because of the exposure that it gave to the airline. As you may know, it was at Walt Disney World from June 5th when it opened in 1972 through, I believe it was June 1st of 1987. It really was remarkable, and it showcased several of our destinations: Mexico City, Bermuda, Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Trinidad, and New Orleans. Writers descended with the baritone voice of Orson Welles, assuring them, you do have wings, you can do all of these things, you can widen your world, Eastern, the wings of man. The wings of man was the slogan of Eastern Airlines at that point in time. And then in later years, there were other themes. And at the at Walt Disney World, it's my understanding it ended in a less grandeur manner. Eastern, well, will be your wings.
Jan, do you remember the girl from Ipanema?
Yes, I do. I also remember when we had the girl from Ipanema as one of our themes. It was also a very popular song, it was big on the music charts of that time. The original score was done by Stan Getz on saxophone and sung by Astro Gilberto.
Now, Jan, that's one of my favorites, as it has a Latin sound and beat. My favorite Eastern TV commercial would have to be, of course, like Jan, all Eastern Airlines commercial are favorites, but there's one that comes to mind, and it's the one with the slogan, "This really is flying," or in Spanish, "Esto es volar." This commercial was developed for the San Juan, New York market in the 1970s. Celia Cruz, the famous Cuban-American known for being the most successful salsa performer, for holding the title of the Queen of Salsa, and for shouting azúcar, or sugar, sang this jingle while walking through the cabin of an Elton 11 to take her seat by her husband. And by the way, folks, I had the privilege in 1987 to meet her on an Eastern flight between Panama and Miami. And folks, she was a hoot. Steve?
Yes. I just wondered, group, has anyone heard or heard from Margaret and Luann since last week? And I noticed I haven't heard anything from them tonight. And I wonder if they're on a trip.
Steve, I spoke with Margaret last week, and she said that they were going out to Vegas, Las Vegas, for an R&R.
Howard?
Las Vegas, well, who would go out there just for a little R&R and to read books? No. Now, my favorite game is blackjack.
Okay. Jim?
Well, maybe Margaret will call us tonight. She knows we're doing the radio show.
I tell you what, you guys will listen to another beautiful song that was recorded by one of our Eastern employees, Captain Bob Furman. We're going to put this on, and I'm going to try and see if I can locate Margaret somewhere. Don't know where, maybe Las Vegas, but I've got her phone number. And I'm going to see if I can get her on the air and find out why she's not with us tonight. So bear with me, and I'm going to make a phone call. But first, let's listen to this beautiful song.
Hear my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I held my head and cried. Hear my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, just how much I love you. Please don't take.
Margaret, can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Captain Neil. This is Luann.
Oh, well, where's Margaret, Luann? What happened out there?
Oh, Margaret couldn't take it because she's in her room. I mean, we have been up all night. We've had 2 hours sleep in the last 24 hours. And I'm still going strong. So I just wanted to let you know I'm Luann Wiggins, everybody out there, all you EAL radio listeners. Oh, my gosh, the lady next to me just won, a bootful of money here, about $149. That's really great. Anyway, I'm reporting live tonight from the Vegas Strip, where it is a happening place, and there is usually 200,000 people. There are 500,000 people walking these streets, Captain Neil.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, host, you've got any questions for Margaret, or
yeah,
would you like to have her place any bets for you?
Yeah, you behave yourself, Margaret. From Martha's Vineyard, we know what can go on out there.
Well, this is Lou Ann, Jim. I'll be sure to tell Margaret to behave herself, but Lou Ann ain't gonna, I'm sorry, Lou Ann is gonna be good. Yes, Jim,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. Lou Ann is
All
always
right.
good.
Very good.
Actually, Neil, I'm going to ask this lady sitting next to me. Oh, she just won $550. Wow. Let me ask this lady. I just want to ask her if she knows anything about the EAL radio. So, Jim, have you heard of the Eastern Airlines?
Not sure. How, Connie?
And do you know they're going to be back on in the air again real soon? I mean, would you fly them again if they got back in the air?
Well, I wonder why I'm coming out to Vegas, but they weren't in business.
Well, they will be later on. Anyway, so, well, I'll let you get back to that. Be back in the play, and I'm sitting next to this woman, and I've already lost $400. And I think she's won it all. But anyway, so.
Hallelujah, I just see that jackpot.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to move away from this one. Oh, my God. You just won $37.50. Anyway, Captain Neil, how's everything in Florida?
If I were you, I'd push her off that stool and grab that one-armed bandit.
Well, I think I see Captain Neil. I tell you what. I'm going to put $10 in this machine and let me roll it for you right now. Let's see. Okay, we did not win.
Uh-oh, I owe you $10.
Okay, we still did not win.
Stop, Luann, stop.
And the lady next to me just won another $45. I'm going to quit and go to my room. Anyway, it's been nice talking to all of you here on the Vegas trip, and we're just over here for a couple of day layover, and we will be back in Florida next weekend. So, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Luann.
I have fun.
Bye, everybody. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye, Luann.
Well, that was different, and I see that I was able to pull that off as the producer of the show. So that worked out real good. So we know where Luann is and Margaret, and sounds like Margaret is probably way ahead of Luann by not coming down to the game room. Bill?
Neil, I've got some breaking news here. Vito Borelli has once again taken the reins of the Eastern Airlines Retiree Association as its president. We wish you well in your leadership, Vito, of this great Eastern organization.
Dan?
In the Kit newspaper, that is Kit 40, will hold its annual picnic Friday, November 9th of this year. Members had such a great time at the last picnic that they have been receiving a bombardment of calls from folks that want it to happen again this year. So here it is, lunch at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The menu consists of 1/4 Angus beef hamburgers, I'm assuming that's 1/4 pound, and Vienna all beef hot dogs, Italian sausage with peppers, onions, and spaghetti sauce, desserts and drinks included. All this for $15 for adults and $8 for children. Non-Eastern members, non-EAL retiree members is $20. So, folks, you ought to send your membership and have fun with your associates. Mail and make payable to EARA, Attention Picnic Committee, 700 South Royal Ponciana Boulevard, Miami Springs, Florida, 33166. Again, EARA, Attention Picnic Committee, 700 South Royal Ponciana Boulevard, Miami Springs, Florida, 33166. And I understand not only members, but spouses is also at $15.
Well, if you can't make the South Florida EARA picnic and you're in the Northeast, then you'll want to go to the EARA of New Jersey Potluck Luncheon, Saturday, October the 6th at 1 p.m. RSVP by October the 1st. Please advise Jerry at area code 732-985-7253 of what you will be bringing. Millie, I understand Charlotte will be having a picnic in October. Do you have more about that?
I sure do, Bill. Eastern people plan to attend the Charlotte picnic Saturday, October 6th, also at noon. They're holding it at the William R. Davies Park, which is at 4635 Pineville Matthew Road, 28226 for GPS. Bring your favorite dish, meats, casseroles, salads, desserts, and drinks. Lunch will be served at 1 p.m. The cost for the members is $2 each, and all others is $3. You can contact Miriam Martin for any additional details at 704-553-2615 or email to ALLN1TVL@bellsouth.net, and that is A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, L as in Lima, N as in November, 1, T as in Tango, V as in Victor, L as in Lima, @bellsouth.net. Steve, what's happening in the Orlando area?
Well, as you know, I'm in the North Carolina mountains, but I've been told that they're having an annual fall picnic known as the EARA Vernon Schmitz Chapter Fall Picnic. And they're keeping Vernon's desire for an end-of-the-summer get-together by having the picnic October 27, 2012, starting at 10 a.m. And the lunch begins at 1 p.m., so you need to get your reservations in no later than October 22nd, since the picnic will be catered, and the charge is $10 per person. The menu will be pulled pork, chicken, baked beans, sweet potato casserole, coleslaw, pasta salad, dessert, and drinks. Now, remember, everything is furnished, but you need to get your $10 in as soon as possible. Oh, it's being held at Downey Park on Dean Road and Colonial Drive in Pavilion Number 1, their usual spot. Jim, do we have others having picnics we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, Steve, there are 20 EARA chapters, as well as REPA and Silver Linus chapters across this wonderful country, including San Juan and Mexico chapter. This is why we recommend your membership into these great Eastern organizations. Have fellowship and share Easter memories like we do here on the radio show. I've got another announcement about the beautiful yearly calendars distributed by Bill Hirsch. You need to order no later than November 30 to get your 2013 EAL calendar. The cost is $26, which includes shipping. You can find an order blank in the EARA Kit newspaper, or you can send to Bill Hirsch, 1709 Sycamore Avenue, North Merrick, New York, 11566. There are some other things I think that some of our members might like to discuss. I know that my Palm Beach chapter will be holding its annual Christmas luncheon at the Atlantis Country Club in Lantana, Florida. I believe it's the second week in December. So I think if you could watch the Kit newspaper, or we will make a definite announcement at a later issue of the Eastern Airlines radio show, giving you specifics, the cost, the exact date, and so on. So how about anyone else? Does someone else have something to give?
Jim, I want to listen to another Eastern commercial. So let's take a little quick break for an Eastern commercial.
It's Sunday in Mexico. The sun floods an arena. fuel is on. The sun spotlights a diver at Acapulco. Referees a children's game at the pyramids of Teotihuacan. The sun warms a beautiful mermaid in Puerto Rico. And covers the vacation paradise of Miami. Every year, more people choose this one to the sun because Eastern Service is as warm as the destination.
You know, we mentioned earlier about the class of advertising and music that Eastern had. And doing these radio shows and also doing the airline radio talk show that a couple of us do every Saturday, or correction, Sunday afternoon at 6:30. You might want to listen into that show. Doing a search for various theme music songs and TV commercials. I listen to them, and I don't see that they come, like we said earlier, anywhere near the quality that Eastern had in its theme music. Do you guys agree or disagree, or maybe Delta or United had better music and sounds?
Neil, I think that the reason that we were outstanding is that we had employed Young and Rubicam, the largest and most prestigious advertising agency in the world.
Well, Millie, I believe, mentioned that Orson Welles, is that correct? Millie was an early voice of Eastern?
He sure was. I believe a lot of people, when he came on on these commercials, everybody would know it was him. Yeah. Yes, he was, and along with him, there was so many other actors and actresses that were invited to actually participate. And yes, you're correct also too with the quality of sound. I've listened to United and American Airlines, and it doesn't even come close to. You're correct.
Millie, I think Eastern had a Alexander Scorby was an excellent representative.
Yeah, I compare his voice to God's, although I've never heard God's, but it must be like Alexander Scorby. he did a wonderful narration, and he was the voice of Eastern for many, many commercials, the last commercials of Eastern.
Can you imagine, Neil, in the middle 1960s, that Eastern's advertising budget was $25 million?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and they did some great things. Of course, Frank Borman took over some of the advertisements toward the end of our life with Eastern, but they did some great commercials then when they had the Super Bowl ads. If you remember the Super Bowl ads, I think I did it for just one Super Bowl, and I forgot which one it was. But when they assembled all of the employees, do you remember that shot? I can see it now with the emblem of Eastern Airlines. You know, the hockey stick emblem composed of people in that commercial. It was a great commercial.
Of course, Floyd Hall had an awful lot to do with the advertising programs in the middle 60s. He had a vice president by the name of George Gordon. And Mr. Hall also brought over from TWA a gentleman by the name of Max Heisig. And Max had a lot to do with the change of the logo to the hockey stick. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Any other comments, you guys?
Well, Neil, I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah.
I would like to invite any of our listeners who may be enjoying the program right now, to simply join us on the program. All you have to do is press 1 on your telephone, put yourself in the queue, and come on board and join with us and share some of your thoughts with us.
I think, Bill, we have someone now. Let's see if they can push the 1 and join our conversation. As soon as I open the microphone for area code 321, are you with us? Area code 321.
Neil, are you talking to Frank Davis?
I sure am, Frank. Hey,
well,
happy to hear you.
I didn't hit the 1 button. I was I'm up here in the mountains, and the situation that I said to my cousin, I said, I'm supposed to be listening to this radio show. And then you said 321. I thought, well, who else is on 321? Because normally you hit the 1 button, and that tells you that, you know, we're here. But
well, I forgot that. I opened the mic for you. So that was
all
the
right.
Same
well,
thing
I don't have a
1.
Don't have a whole lot to update other than last week is that we're continuing to move forward. Now, I did get a contract rate for people that want to fly in and take ground transportation to the hotel. It's going to run $26 round trip with nearest transportation. So because of the amount of people down the road, I'll have to find out at what time people are going to fly in so they can adjust their vehicles accordingly for the amount of the masses that are coming in. So that's the new update.
Well, Frank, how about the website? I was going to ask you about that. Go ahead.
The website I looked at just a little while ago, and I don't know if John's online or not, but the webmaster that did this, it is incorrect at the moment of where the host hotel is. John, I spoke to him on Thursday, late Thursday afternoon. He told me that he should have it up and running by tomorrow or Wednesday, and I know I've been saying this for a month, but there's a third party that's putting this together, and they've got to link the hotel reservations, the dinner reservations, and the various things, you know, to this. So give us, you know, this is out of my control. It's in John's control at this time, my co-chairman. So that's where I'm at with that. Any other questions? Oh, Neil, let me ask you something. Have you had anybody come in the pilots group that, or flight attendants or anyone that may want to chair to do the golf and tennis tournament? I just can't take it on. I just really can't. And that could be planned on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, or Sunday, because
yeah,
we're going to have three-day and four-day packages.
Okay. Well, we've got to work and see if we can find someone that can handle that golf. You know, Chuck is a golfer, so maybe he can help in some way. So we'll, when he gets well, we'll ask him. And but there are a lot of folks out there that are avid golfers, especially in the pilot group. So I'm sure we can find you someone, and in the flight attendant group too, as far as tennis is concerned. So we'll be keeping an eye out and listening for anyone that'd like to volunteer.
Well, I've had a couple people that have come forth and sent me emails last week about possibly volunteering to help do this, to write letters, whatever. And I understand that anybody that we ask to do any volunteer work for, there's going to be associated costs such as, you know, printing paper and printing ink, you know, for your computer printer and, you know, postage and everything. I had asked somebody, hoping they would be glad to come forth to help write letters to all the various airlines and corporates and everything. So, you know, we're moving forward on that. You know, we're really right now, believe it or not, we're only about 10 months from deadline on this thing to where we're going to have a cutoff deadline so we can figure out the masses. And, but, you know, this is actually growing far larger than I ever anticipated and anyone else ever anticipated. We have dinner reservations now available for 5,500 people and rooms blocked enough for many people.
Boy, that's a lot of folks. Before everyone leaves, and I'm going to start with you, Frank, What
yeah.
type of labor did you perform today on Labor Day?
You were breaking up, Neil, a little bit.
Would I say, well, what type of labor did you perform today on Labor Day?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. My cousin and I went to visit a few other cousins on Labor Day because being my 64th birthday and my mother's labored on Labor Day, I don't do a whole lot of laboring on Labor Day.
Okay, let's go around the host circuit here. Bill, what did you do out there in Grand Junction on Labor Day?
Took the day off.
Oh, that's what it's for, I guess, huh?
Absolutely. My man didn't come to pick up the garbage, so I figured it was okay if I took the day off, too.
Okay. Okay, and Jim, what did you do up there in Martha's Vineyard?
Well, my garbage man did come, would you believe? And I was forewarned this week, and I went around to all the neighbors, and they said, what? You mean we're going to have pickup today on the holiday? I said, yeah. I said, if they don't pick it up, you can blame me. Well, sure enough, they came, and they picked up not only the garbage, but the recyclables. That's another pickup. So there were two pickups today. And as far as myself, my son and daughter-in-law have been visiting for the last week, and I guess the most I did was to help them pack their car and see them off on the ferry at about 2:30 this afternoon. That's it for Jim.
Okay, Steve, how about up in North Carolina? What kind of labor did you do?
Well, I am milking this implant for all it's worth, and I am avoiding any work. So I spent the day switching channels and cheering two golfers in the golf tournament today.
Who won?
One hoping he would lose and one hoping he would win, and he won.
Who was that?
Rory McIlroy.
Oh, okay, the second big.
And I will not repeat who I was cheering for not to win.
Okay. Jan, how about you? What did you and your husband do today?
Well, you never ask a woman what they have been doing all day.
Okay. What did your husband do?
However, I did make barbecue sauce. How's that?
Okay, all right.
And I've also cleaned out my many, many old emails.
Okay.
I have several email addresses, and I have to clean those out.
All right.
So outside of that, I've fluffed.
Okay, Millie, how about down in Miami area?
Well, I did nada. Zilch. I'm still in my pajamas. Right? I took the day off. That's why we have Labor Day.
Okay.
That's the day to relax.
And Howard is off the air, and he's sure rested, and hope he's going to be back with some of our future skits that we'll be doing. I'd like to talk a little bit about a video that has been put on the website, and we're finding now it's very popular. And if you haven't listened to it, I mean not listened to it, but seen it, because it is a video, our producer put it on the website for us, and it's called Weird or What. So go take a look at that. Host, have you seen it yet? Have you guys seen it?
Jim has not.
Oh.
Steve hasn't.
Okay. It's worth going to the website and going to the video link at the very top. It says videos. Go there, and the first video, I think, is Weird or What, William Shatner's. And it's a ghost story, so the ghost of 401. So you might want to take a look at that when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about the only announcement I had, and I see we're getting fairly close to running out of material, unless you guys want to do some amateur singing without being accompanied by an instrument.
I have something, Neil, that might be of interest. During my tenure with Eastern, it was around 1966 or 67. Apparently, the upper management people at Eastern decided that they wanted to start a limousine service. for the benefit of Eastern upper management and the upper management people of some of our bigger airline users. And so I was at that time located on the mezzanine floor at 10 Rockefeller Plaza. That's the store, the floor, where you actually have to walk up from the main floor just one flight. And I had a desk there, and I met a young man by the name of Lino Ponzini. And he was the man who was coordinating the use of the limousine service. Lino, of all people, was the uncle to Paul Anka, the singer. And so we had, in fact, I think Paul Anka, if I remember, was living in Stafford Springs, Connecticut, which wasn't too far, probably 8 miles from where my home was in the little town of Summers, Connecticut. But we had quite a time talking about the limousine service, and I would hear him conversing on the telephone about where the driver is to pick up this person, that person, and so on. And then I said to Lino, I said, well, listen, I've got some pretty high-up people who were hotel representatives. They represented hotels in Bermuda and in the Bahamas. The name of the organization was Hetland Stevens, and they were located, of course, in Midtown. And I became very friendly with Mr. Ed Kriegsman, who was a manager within that office. And Ed was the one that used to book very large groups into both Bermuda and the Bahamas. And so Ed used to give me some leads on some groups that they were working on. So I was able to put them, put our sales force in touch with these people, and we did garner a number of groups to both of those island destinations. It was very interesting. I don't know whatever happened to Lino. The limousine service was still operating when I left the company in 1968, but it was very, very interesting and kind of fun, you know?
Well, you know, when I was traveling or flying up to New York area, when I came with Eastern in the early 60s, I recall the limo service provider that we had from the airports to the hotel and back to the airports was Fugazi. Remember that, Steve?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I sure do.
And so they were big time in employee. Now, your limo service sounded like it was for executives only.
Yes.
But when a Fugazi rolled up in those 40-foot limos, it seemed like they were about 40 feet long with a dozen doors on both sides and a bar and all sorts of music, sound equipment in the back. I felt pretty much like an executive.
Fugazi was one of the largest tour operators in the whole United States at one time.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, they did a good service for getting us downtown, and those drivers seem to know how to pick their way around traffic jams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. I've been in a what they call them, bottlenecks in New York. I bet it happens, still happens, that it's just dead. All four intersections, I guess, coming together are crossing, are all blocked up for a block or two, and nobody's moving.
Neil,
yeah.
In New Haven, where I was city sales manager for about 8 months, we had air service into Tweed New Haven Airport, and I think you mentioned to me that you had flown the 440 or the Martin 404, and, of course, that's what went into New Haven. The unfortunate thing is the service was so infrequent that people wanted to go, who wanted to go to LaGuardia or JFK, found that there was a new limousine service in New Haven that got people into the airports a lot faster than our airplanes could do it. The man who ran it was Mr. Ed DeLauro, and he ran the Connecticut limousine service from just a little outfit. Suddenly, I think within 1 year, he was his drivers were driving Chrysler a very long limousine, and they had pickup points anywhere between New Haven and Stamford and Greenwich and so on, right into the airport. And he just grew and grew, and one time he was giving me a rundown on his operation, and he said, well, and this is where the limousines leave from, and this and that. And I said, well, Ed, what's that old dusty bag over in the corner? He said, geez, I don't know. So we went over and we took a look at the bag, and it had an American Airlines tag on it. And so we took a look at it, and we opened it, and my goodness, there were federal government papers marked top secret in there. We called American Airlines, and American said, oh, my gosh, we've been looking for that bag for over 6 weeks now. And American Airlines sent a representative into New Haven to pick up that bag because of the government implications. That was something. How did a bag get from a limousine service where the passenger wasn't even intending to go?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it sure was. Well, folks, that's Bill, I'm going to have you to say the last words here, you and Jim, if you'll start to bring us to the end of our show.
All right, Neil. Well, folks, that's about all the time we have for our show tonight. We hope you've enjoyed our program and radio talk tonight. We hope that new employees with the new Eastern Airlines will start fresh memories about their days with Eastern, from their training days to on-the-job experiences, to tell their kids and grandkids, and to share with future employees. If we look back at our careers with Eastern, there are stories that are etched in our memories that are just waiting to be told. We would like to hear about them. They need to be told. The memory of Eastern Airlines will never fade away if we keep the love we have had over 85 years burning in our memories and hearts. And we would like to remind you of the book in the process of being written about those stories from the men and women of Eastern Airlines. Send any material you would like to be considered for the book to host@EasternAirlinesRadioshow.com. That's host@EALRadioshow.com. We'll get right back with you about your story. Jim, that's about all the time we have left. How about parking this flight in the archive hangar as I hear the sign-off music in the background?
Certainly, Bill. Well, that's our show for tonight, folks. We'll be back with you next week, same time and same station. Tune in to www.EALRadioshow.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/Captain Eddie, CAPTEDDIE. And like one of those popular commercials that we had at Eastern for years, we have to earn our wings every day. Maybe in the not-too-distant future, we will use a commercial with the theme, We're Back Home. And we would like to be in your home every Monday evening, same time, same station, at the EAL Radio Show. Next week, we hope you'll once again fly Eastern Radio as we bring you more Eastern news, history, and talk with former Eastern employees and friends of Eastern. Be sure to tune in and call in at 7 p.m. when flight number 82 departs the gate. We'll see you on board next week. And from all the gang here at our studio and remote locations, even Las Vegas, we all say good night, Eastern family.
Good night, Eastern family.
Good night, Eastern family.
And good night, Luann. Please don't lose any money where you are.
Night!